Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And we're in the studio. John, I'm not on the phone from Tynmouth.
Well, I can't even see. Where are you? There you are.
Around the corner.
There you go.
I'm flicking the V's at you.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah, not in Tynmouth anymore. Mm. You're not in Tynmouth anymore. Toe-toe, whatever they say.
Click your heels 3 times. The pier's landed on your head.
Click your heels, you bastard.
Click it. Bloody click it. Dorothy.
Johnson. There you go.
Wizard of Oz. Brian and Roger and Brian do the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy. Click your bloody heels.
Don't look behind that bloody curtain.
If I only had a brain. I ain't got a bloody brain. Get yourself a bloody brain, Tin Man. No, Scarecrow in it. So yeah, who has a brain?
Think about it, Scarecrow.
Get some bloody brains in your head there, Scarecrow.
Tin Man!
Bit of heart. Show a bit of heart, Tin Man. Bloody rubbish. Same old rubbish. Somewhere over the bloody rainbow. That's where you're bloody. Somewhere over the bloody stadium. That's where it seems to be going. All in the air. Same old rubbish, Johnson.
Johnson!
Yeah, I've just been and got a cup of tea from the Good Witch.
Will Good Witch.
Will Good Witch. Bloody hell, more rubbish.
Stay on your feet, Good Witch.
Bloody hell. Bloody what is hell. This? Off the, on the yellow brick road. Off he, another one, off he goes up the yellow brick road to Tiverton.
Olaf. Yeah, he's gone up the yellow brick road.
The yellow brick road to Dorchester. He's off to see the wizard. Sean Joyce, they call him in Biddeford.
Now, about 7 people would have found
more
that,
bloody rubbish, Johnson.
So I went.
I just now want to do Roger and Brian doing all musicals.
The whole, okay.
Jean Val bloody Jean, here he is.
Bring him home, Johnson.
Bloody hell.
Bring him home.
24601. There's a number of reasons you should bloody take him off, Johnson.
Can you hear the people sing downs? Rubbish.
A castle on a bloody cloud, is it? That's where your head is, in the bloody castle, in the bloody cloud, Johnson. I think we can end it there.
That's it, never get any better. We need some bloody barricades on our defence.
Empty chairs and empty tables, that's it. Tuesday night in the FA Trophy.
I dreamed a dream and won a game, Johnson!
Oh, it's been good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything else now.
Burst a blood vessel.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything else now. That's been more than enough for me, that. Wow, hey. Who's the other one in Wizard of Oz? Scarecrow, Tin Man. People shouting Elliot Bennion now.
Yes, we did clarify that. Number 9. We even had a song.
Who is it?
Elliot Bennion talkies number 9.
Scarecrow, Tin Man. A lion, the lion.
The lion.
Bit of bloody courage, Johnson. That's what they need. Bloody tackle someone. Put him up. There we are.
I did go to Derby.
Oh, you
Tuesday
did, John,
night.
Didn't you? You took
Adventured
Angus,
North.
Angus
yeah,
McCoat
Angus,
up.
Me and Angus went up.
Yes.
Talkie Ledge, Angus McDonald.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Which was lovely.
Did
really
you record
nice.
Anything with him, John?
I didn't, to be honest.
Oh, God's sake. I mean, that would have saved us a whole lot of time on today's episode.
It was a bit of a depressing night.
My depressing night with Angus MacDonald.
Angus was loving it, but yeah, we didn't record. But a very strange thing. Now,
okay.
I saw we saw some tweets from a few talkie fans, Natal Swab, saying it was the full bloody hell Johnson sorted out.
Oh, right, they were all there. All that.
Roger and Brian were there. I was stood in front of five or six people from Derby.
Oh.
Who were...
In the away end?
Yeah. Torquay fans, and he was shouting that out, but it was like Northern Roger and Brian. It was very strange.
Bloody hell,
I know, was
sort
that.
This out, Johnson.
It was that. Bloody hell, Jarvis, rubbish. It was really strange.
Jarvis isn't rubbish. Jarvis.
Who
is
are
really
these people?
Good. It was a shame, wasn't it, the Derby game? But
it
we
was
will
a
always
bit of
have.
A shame.
It was a shame. It was a shame that as soon as Mark Ellis scored, look, Mark Ellis has done a lot for us since he's turned up, and it's been absolutely wonderful. As soon as that went in, I thought, oh dear, it's not. This is not our night.
The first 5 minutes were really good.
They did score a couple of worldies, but we have let in
some good goals.
We have let in 17 goals in 4 games. So it's never not entertaining.
It's always that. It was gung-ho, should we put it politely,
yes.
Approach.
Didn't quite understand
slightly
that.
Slightly mad. No, I didn't really understand that, but you know.
Yeah, but there we are. Look,
but we had chances.
Telly, had
1-0,
some chances.
2-0. Could have scored. A different game.
That was the difference. They took their chances. A couple of worldies. I mean, absolutely beautiful volley, wasn't it?
The volley was
Dobbin.
Amazing. What a goal.
Beautiful volley from him.
Dobbin a horse.
Oh, it was a horse.
Yeah.
A Dobbin on loan from Everton.
Yeah.
Premier League player.
Yeah.
That's who we were up against, you know. Look, we got what we came for, which was the replay, get a bit of money.
250 grand.
And now,
or
please,
say, yeah.
Let's concentrate. I know it's an absolute cliche, but let's concentrate on the league and trying to win 3 of the next 5 games.
Well, I just think we should probably start by conceding a few less goals.
Yeah, that should happen, shouldn't it? Do you know what? We had Terry Butcher on the show today at TalkSport, and he was talking about in Italia 90, it wasn't going great, and so they switched to a sweeper system. And I thought, yes, that's what we need to do. Moxie as sweeper. Imagine that.
They switched to 3 at the back.
Sweeper.
With a sweeper.
With a sweeper. And then
we
play.
We play 3 at the back.
You play De Silva in the middle behind Jarvis and Goodwin. Be lovely, John, wouldn't it?
You've got no.
No one would know what to do.
You've got
no
wide players
no
at
width.
All. Okay.
We earn on one wing.
But what about the other wing?
Someone. One of the players we've
okay.
got.
Okay. Ring Aaron Downs.
Look.
Hey, look, I've got
I
an
don't
idea
know anything. I just think a sweeper system might sort us out a bit. Like, because we're good going forward. It's the midfield. So we don't need many midfielders. We just need defenders
and
attackers.
Right, okay.
So you're cutting out.
It's an interesting idea.
It's a good idea, John. It's very talky,
there must
isn't
be a reason no one's
talky,
ever done
sober.
That before.
There must be a reason, John, but they're wrong. That's why. What I would like is Gladwell Gladiators to play that system on Sunday and tell us how they get on. See if they
that's
win. And if it wins,
idea.
That is then your system from...
So sort of 5 up front, 5 in defence.
5 in defence.
And nothing in the middle.
Nothing in the middle.
Okay. It's interesting.
One defender's allowed to push forward.
I'd like to know how it works.
One defender's allowed to push forward.
It would be quite confusing.
I know, they wouldn't know what to do. Who's Mark? Midfield, just standing on their own. Not marking anyone. Mark him! Who? Nobody here. Asa Hall, a sweeper. Wouldn't have to run as much.
I'm not sure it would work.
Come on, John. It's a great idea.
It's worth a go.
I'm revolutionising National League football here.
They might look back on this one day. It's like when the Dutch invented total football.
Yeah, they'll go. And, of course, the Baker system.
Yeah.
Zero midfield. Some would say we've been playing with zero midfield.
Oh, Gary, I saw you deploy the Baker system there in the second half.
Well, you know, he knows a lot about the game.
Thought we'd sack off the fucking midfield, to be honest, because...
We'd suck off the midfield.
Suck off.
I don't think Gary's going to suck off the midfield.
Look, if it
Look,
helps.
If it gets them going, if it gets...
Will it help? Fine.
If it does, you're like the bloke at that fire festival. If I have to, I will.
And there's a hideous mental image that means we should probably get going for the podcast. This week's edition of the podcast. Call to prayer, right?
It was lovely, wasn't it?
What have we got? We've got National League news from the weekend.
Okay.
If we must. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night. It's FA Cup, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
A couple of, and Wednesday night, a couple of National League teams in there. We've got loads of letters to go through.
Yeah, good.
What else?
What else? So that we've done Roger and Brian.
Roger and Brian.
We were going to do more Roger and Brian. Very much Roger and Brian taking over from...
Ray and Dave.
Ray and Dave, of course. But you haven't heard from them in a while.
Is Ray's not on very often anymore.
Sad.
He's
very sad.
He does about one game in 10.
Very sad. Very sad indeed. Lovely. Is that it, John? Let's look at the weekend's results, etc.
We probably should do in the National League. Go back.
Maidenhead
and,
equation. We'll do that,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, we'll better do the Maidenhead equation. Back to Saturday then. Let's kick off with Aldershot 1, Maidenhead United 2.
Ooh,
now,
what did
I
we
think
say?
In the Maidenhead equation last week, we said Aldershot win.
Did we?
I think
but
so.
But
yeah.
That's not us, you see. That's not us. That's just the reading
just
of the equation.
Just an incorrect reading.
Incorrect reading of the equation, and you have to just keep going, don't you?
Roll with it. We've not really come close with the Maidenhead equation for a while. I don't know if it needs a rethink.
We're obviously reading it wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to, until somebody who actually understands science gets involved.
Lintott.
Until we need Lintott to be on and tell us what his reading of the equation is. I haven't even got maths GCSE, John. So, or science GCSE. So, like, I shouldn't be the person reading
it. No, it shouldn't fall upon you.
Should it? Shouldn't fall upon me.
I've got those, but that's as far as I went. So we're going to need more advanced...
So it's all on your
shoulders. Well, we're going to need more advanced maths than GCSE.
Exactly. So look, if you have any science background at all... Bloody hell, yeah. I don't know if he's listened. Yeah. I don't think he listens anymore. Too busy playing real tennis.
Get your head out of the stars, Lintott.
Head in the stars. Head in the stars again.
Bournemouth 0, Woking 1. Woking, just... Absolutely on an unbelievable run. That's four straight National League wins for them. They are absolutely just unbelievable.
Yes.
At the fourth.
That's Darren's door. It's too high. Don't want to be in the playoffs. Too much pressure.
Presumably, he can't be doing much moaning at the moment. Must be a pretty happy teenager.
They've gone...
Maybe he's fallen in love. He's got his first teenage romance.
Like Kevin and Perry.
Yeah.
They've gone pro, haven't they? And they've signed some players. Remember, he's in that M25 corridor, John, which means you should never fail.
Count.
You just should never fail if you're in that corridor because there are plenty of players available. But look, maybe he's a really good manager and we've underestimated him. And at Yeovil, he wasn't given what he needed.
It's and a basket case, isn't it? So you
what's
know.
Great is that Woking, if he is really good, Woking aren't a big enough club to hold on to him and he'll leave them. So that's great, isn't it? And they'll be back down in the mud with us.
Bromley 1, Halifax 1. Happened.
What a boring game.
Yeah.
Bromley, where are they in the league, John?
Do you know where Bromley are?
Because they thrashed us. They were much better. They're not much better than us, but they were better than
us. They're in traditional Bromley territory, 10th.
Yeah, you see. They've got 8th or 9th
Bromley.
Written all over them.
Yeah. Whereas Halifax have picked up a bit since their early season.
Annoying.
A disaster up to 16th now. Yeah. So
see, that'll be us. We'll pick up a bit. They're only on 22 points.
So.
They're only on 8 points more than us.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Eastleigh 0, Notts County 2.
They're doing well.
Yeah.
They are doing well.
Do you see Foff 20-something or other, Harry Salvage, was commentating on that one?
Was he?
What a turncoat.
Turncoat. They're his new favourite team, are they?
Yeah.
Them, Watford. Torquay,
Orlando,
a German team. Harry, pin your colours to the mask, son.
You can't...
Masked.
I think what you're doing is what's known as spread betting, Harry.
Going for as much... Look, Notts County, pretty good. They're not going to win it, but pretty good. Well done. Wrexham are going to win it.
And
Southend are going to win the playoffs. But, yeah.
Well, you know, it could all... Who knows? Oldham 0, Barnet 2.
Yep.
So Barnet's still flying.
Got them Saturday. They're only a minus one goal difference. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. Scunthorpe 0, Maidstone 2, which was a huge win for Mason. They were 12 games without a win. But yeah, Scunthorpe, really, really bad. Terrible result for them, losing home to Maidstone. Not good. Solihull Moors 0, Dagenham 3. Incredible result.
Yeah. Well, classic Dagenham there, isn't it?
Going
classic.
Up there. Yeah.
Mid-table, scoring loads of goals, letting loads in.
11th, Dagenham. Just absolutely classic. You can't. You never know what's
going
to turn
exactly.
up.
Never know exactly. They'll beat us. When are we playing them? We'll
soon. I'm going to that. Yeah. 3rd of December.
Oh, I might go to that.
Yeah.
I might go to that, yeah. Go on.
Southend 2, Dorking 0.
Mm-hmm.
Happened as well.
Yeah, lovely. Dorking are probably knackered from playing us. They are part-time. They're probably knackered from playing us, the 3-3. last week, you know, and Southend are good. I think Southend are really good.
They're in sitting pretty in fifth, Dorking in 15th there. Torquay won just for five, that's fine. Wiltshire nil, Wrexham nil. What?
Chesterfield were good. Huh? Is everything a worldie or are we bad at the back and have no players? I think it's a mixture.
Are we human or are we dancer?
Oh, are we a bloody dancer, is it?
Oh, we need some bloody humans, Johnson. Not dancers.
Killers, of course.
Oh, killers. Brandon Flowers. Flowers in the rain, Dave.
Flowers in the rain. Rainy, of course. Nothing wrong with that.
Play. Flowers on a roundabout.
You mean?
Flowers left on a bench.
Flowers left on a... On
deceased.
On a lamppost. Of course.
Car crash.
Don't steal them, sorry. Of course. Not a romantic gift. As I found out when I gave them to Mrs. Ray.
I took a few off the roundabout where it says, "Welcome to the English Riviera." Nicked a few of those.
I said it in flowers. And now it says, "Welcome to the English Riviera."
Where Wrexham got National League, guys.
Oh,
you've
they
been
did
League.
Get National League.
How
long have you been into it? How long have you been into the being National League? Yes.
You've got Vanarama, you've been National League. They're afraid, guys. It happens to the best of us. Wiltshire nil, Wrexham nil.
Wrexham will be absolutely fine very soon.
Yes.
Oh, because they'll buy another league. They'll buy another league one player in the January window or two. I said Eddie McGoldrick for Derby looked different level to
Eddie
everyone.
Eddie McGoldrick?
Was it Eddie McGoldrick? Played for Derby?
David McGoldrick. Who's Eddie McGoldrick played for like Crystal Palace in about 1985.
Who's Eddie McGoldrick?
I think.
Look him up, John. Who's that?
David McGoldrick. The Islanders
yeah,
tried
but
to
who's Eddie McGoldrick?
Eddie McGoldrick is an... Yeah. Born 30th of April 1965. Played for Arsenal from 93 to 96. Palace from 88 to 93.
So he's in my head. At least he is a footballer.
He was in that 1990 Palace FA Cup.
David
side.
McGoldrick, of course.
Yes. Do you know be... what? I saw you tweet about Eddie McGoldrick as well. And I thought, what are you talking about?
That's why I got zero.
Yeah.
Everyone's
no
going, what is
Eddie
about?
McGoldrick? What the...
Oh, I apologise, David McGoldrick. I apologise to you. I thought you were very good. I liked you. I thought you looked very National League, like top
David
level
McGoldrick.
National League. Yes.
He's like a championship straight place, Republic of Ireland.
I know, he's really good.
Yeah, I know.
I think he'd be amazing in the...
Well, he would.
Yeah.
He's too good for League One.
Yeah. Wrexham.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what we're saying.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wow, it could happen. That's... Oh, I see where you're going
now. You see what I mean?
Right. Oh, okay, I see.
Imagine him playing in behind Mullin and Palmer. I'm linking him. Let's see if we can get that going.
Well, we know Humphrey is
is
big into Torquay now.
Humphrey.
He'll be listening to this. He probably watched the game because he loves the goals.
McGoldrick.
So he probably saw McGoldrick.
McGoldrick.
That's what we're saying.
There we are.
Second guess you.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeovil 3, Gateshead 1.
Yeah. Who cares about that? I don't care about Yeovil. I can't honestly.
I seem to care about a lot of these games,
them.
To be honest.
I don't hate them. I don't like them. I'm absolutely indifferent to Yeovil.
Yeah.
Just couldn't not care less.
Boring
I couldn't
place,
give one shit about Yeovil.
Drove except... through it on the way down the other week and just, it's boring.
I might be
it?
On tour to Yeovil, I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
So if I am, up the greens, Glovers.
Terry Skiverton.
Up those gloves.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go. so Yeovil 3, Gateshead 1, so Yeovil picking up a good winner. And Altrincham 2, York 1,
a
result which
yes.
has ended up with us seeing the back of one of the Natobs OGs, John
Askey, 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 Askey. There is a love, there is a bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb.
Yeah,
he's good, isn't he? The thing is, no one really understood, did they? Because he's done very, very, very well for
got
York.
Got them promoted.
Took them out of the National League North. They're fifth, or what are they, sixth?
No, 12th,
seventh, 12th, 12th.
But like, happily, 12th. Just 12th. What are they expecting?
Yeah, I'd take 12th. We'd all love 12th. We're on 26 points.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the season, our predictions.
Let's just do the top seven.
Okay.
Notts County.
Notts County, so the beginning of the season, you said second, I said third.
Oh, they're... Currently first, of course.
Yes.
Wrexham.
I think we both said
both
first.
Top.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. You said fourth. I said second.
Okay. Third. In the middle there. Woking.
Oh. I think I'm feeling
you
a little
did well
smug
here. Yes,
here.
You did well here, didn't
you?
Because
I said fourth. You said 17th.
Oh, they are fourth. John, you are on fire.
Fire.
Southend, John.
Ooh. No, that's a good question. You said third, I said sixth.
Okay.
And
okay,
they are
fifth. So fifth? We are good. We know what we're on about, John.
Right.
It's good, isn't
Shove
it?
Shove off, everybody says we don't know.
Not a talky
Flip
podcast.
Off.
Yeah, go and buy a 19 quid charger in Timmer. Solihull Moors.
You said 12th, I said 5th.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Sixth.
Sick, very good. You're like spot on, John. Barnet.
Barnet, we both said 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. We edit just, that, edit that one out.
What bottom four did you say?
Okay, so bottom four, we said, both said Dorking 24th, okay, looking a bit okay. silly so far.
Mm-hmm.
Both said Maidstone 23rd.
Okay, that'll happen, yeah.
Where are they? 21st?
20th.
Yeah. You said Altrincham 22nd, I said 21st.
Yeah, still happen, yeah.
Where are they?
17th.
I said York were going to come 22nd, you said 19th. That's not really happened
that's
so
not very
far.
Good, is it? That's not very good.
You said Gateshead 21st, I said 16th, so they're
yeah,
down
24th,
there.
24th, yeah, yeah. There we are.
I said all should be down there.
So not bad, John. Yay. Not bad so far. Yay. Let's see how it works its way out, but we all know what we're on about.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all the news and stuff?
Got the Maidenhead equation.
Oh, the Maidenhead equation, yes.
Here we go. Eastleigh at home.
Eastleigh at home. What? Maidenhead have Eastleigh at home.
Yeah.
Did a gig in Maidenhead last week, and I'm going to tour there actually.
Ooh.
If there are any Maidenhead fans, isn't
nice.
It? I doubt there are.
I don't think so.
I was on stage in Maidenhead at the Norden Farm Arts Centre where we'll be touring to. And I said, hey, and I said, oh, the only thing I know you know about Devonshire in Maidenhead is Alan Devonshire. And one person.
There's a certain amount of assumed knowledge there,
went,
isn't there?
Hey!
Was it Alan Devonshire? His hat. There
no.
it is. I like Norden Arts Centre, though.
No, very nice. Very nice place. Very nice place.
Well, it's fantastic to be here.
Yeah. A cock up. I'm rolling out the impressions
you
today.
You really
oh,
are,
God,
yeah.
I did Max Pygraves earlier.
Yeah. Give us a blast of Max.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, let's play for big money. Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
It's quite
you
similar
need
to the
hands to hold the one you love. Yeah, I'm a pink toothbrush, you're a blue toothbrush.
It was quite similar to the Dennis Norden
impression.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. A cock up. A cock up. Really on the ball impressions here. Anyone under 50 turning off.
Right, Maidenhead, league position.
Mm.
So, obviously, Eastleigh 9th, Maidenhead are 13th.
Yeah, which means you, makes you think Eastleigh are what, 9th?
Yeah, Maidenhead
13th. Which makes you think that Maidenhead, it's difficult to work it out, isn't it?
Come,
they're
let's move
they're
on
at
to,
home.
Should we move on to the next one?
Do you know what, John? I'm blinded by science now. I can't read the equation anymore.
No.
Let's I used to be
this,
able to do
if
it.
If this one doesn't work, let's make it the last one.
Well, no, some other people
Someone
need to get involved.
Have to do it.
Send us your reading of the Maidenhead equations.
Okay.
On at Natob's Pod.
You want to do the rest of it, or
yeah,
are you just too
on,
confused?
Yeah,
money
on.
Spent? Eastleigh must have
no
spent
idea.
More money,
it's
definitely.
We don't know you spent any money.
No, me, Eastleigh have, 100%.
Okay,
expectation, Eastleigh win.
Eastleigh have been trying to get out of this division for a long time.
They would expect
they've got
to
money.
Beat Maidenhead.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's that swings in Maidenhead's way, doesn't it?
Distance?
Not that far. Up the M3.
Yeah.
M3, M25.
M4.
Or unless you go M3, A34. Cut off up to Maidenhead. yeah, so that's not that bad, is
yeah.
it? The distance isn't
Monarch Death, obviously.
No.
You know,
we never know. We'll find out.
Personal interest, zero. Other than that, I quite like to see Eastleigh lose.
Yeah, I like it
so
when Eastleigh
So maybe
lives.
There is a bit, yeah.
I do like it when Eastleigh lose, and I am rooting for Maidenhead quite a lot of the time.
Proximity to London, well, they're neither that far,
no,
but obviously Maidenhead is closer.
So they should do better because they can probably attract. But it's quite easy from both to attract players.
Are we saying a Maidenhead win here? Or draw?
I'm blinded by it.
I don't know.
I can't read it anymore.
Someone else has to work
Please
it
Please tell us
Come
what
on.
The Maidenhead equation means this week. We don't know.
A cock up. A cock up. An absolute cock up.
This is the National Obsession. Yeah, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
Will you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Rubbish proclaimers!
Get off, get off!
I wish you were 500 miles away, Johnson!
I'm playing the joyful Kilmarnock Blues! Not going to talk about doubts and confusion. I'm not going to bloody talk about doubts and confusion on a night when I can see with my eyes shut. What the hell does that mean? Bloody rubbish!
I'm on my way to misery, Johnson!
Bloody hell! I wish you'd walk 500 miles into the bloody sea! Sort it out!
My heart is broken!
Bloody hell!
Roger and Brian sing the best of the proclaimers.
Bloody hell!
Very nice.
Very nice. Go on then.
Let's kick off with Michael Tobin.
Oh.
He says, on the ice, I'm guessing this is only my second email to you both.
Do you know what I've realised people do, John?
Yeah.
Because they know we're bloody idiots and forget.
They're now telling us.
They're telling us how many letters they've sent
without saying, oh, give me a fourth number.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael. Yep, Toblerone.
So this is number two for the Toblerone. He says, you've got to get Dorking manager and chairman Mark White on the podcast.
Okay.
Maybe in person or maybe not.
Well,
ideally sporting his Prada coat and cap. What a brilliant interview. That, to be fair,
it would be
his interview after the match was really good.
Yeah, he is good. I really like him.
He says, hopefully Dan, their keeper, isn't too sensitive and doesn't watch YouTube. He really got stuck in. He's like, well, the keeper didn't have a great game. He was, all over the place.
Do you know what? If in 10 years' time he pitched up at Torquay, no problem with me.
He's the club. He's got bigger fish.
I know, but why doesn't he sell that club and buy our club?
And then Michael goes on. He says, Dorking were brilliant opponents. I thought our first goal would shake them up. But if anything, they were even more resolute
with
a ticky-tacka. It was a slightly surreal 90 minutes. But Prada hats off to Dorking.
Okay, yeah.
All in all, my scampi chips and the Carlsberg and the Buccaneer on Babbicombe Downs, followed by Dorking's total football, made for a cracking Wednesday evening in the Bay.
In the Bay, of course. There we are. A bit of scampi and chips. What are scampi, Dave?
Little cousin scampi, of course.
What are scampi? Little prawns in there, or what is
lobster tails?
Of course,
sometimes.
Can get scampi and chips, of course, at the Grosvenor. Scampi and chips night. We have scampi and chips night on a Monday night.
Reasonably priced.
Easy price, $5.95, as much scampi as you can eat. Which actually is quite a lot.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with scampi. What a lovely letter.
Michael Tobin, thank you. Welcome.
Michael, two good letters. I can't remember the other one, but I'm sure it's of equal quality.
Sticking with the Michaels, Mike Ashley.
Not that one.
I haven't emailed for a long time, but still
Mike,
listening
not that
every
one,
week.
Ashley.
Everyone gets a nickname.
Massive
now.
Mug. Mike, massive mug, Ashley.
He's
or
a massive
Mike,
mug.
Not that one, Ashley, I think, is a good one.
That's if ever there was a reason to write in, you will get a nickname.
Yes, that's
whether
true.
Whether your email is brilliant
that's
or
true.
Complete.
Whether you get a FOF number or not, you get a nickname.
Yeah.
So that's nice, isn't it? If you've ever wanted a nickname. I always like when people give themselves a nickname. Hi, my name's Crazy Hat.
But you can call me, Mike says, haven't emailed for a long time, but still listening every week to the newsletter. I just downloaded the latest episode when a new logo popped up. Yes, I think our logo finally updated on the old on the podcast feed.
Yes.
I must say it's very modern. Got me wondering whether it had anything to do with Richard Osman's House of Games. It has got that silhouette effect.
Oh, it has, John.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
It looks very sad. I know Charlie's a previous winner. Maybe he's just trying to remind everyone when they download the newsletter. The newsletter.
Remind people that I won House of Games. Why would I ever do that?
What, me? Winning House of Games?
I did win House
you
of Games.
You did win House of Games.
I did win, and it was a great moment in my life.
In your face, Val McDermid.
No, Val's a very nice woman. I'm actually trying to find something, John. I was discussing the other day the logo with you, and I signed up to a company that sort of makes them for free and then tries to charge you for them.
Yeah.
And they're not great, if I'm honest, so I won't be doing that. But I they keep now sending me like different versions of a National Obsession logo.
Oh, okay.
Some with a swan on, a toucan. So what I'm going to start doing, I think, is I'll every time they send me one, I'll screenshot it and put it out there.
That's lovely. Can we please have the toucan? That's a good nickname, actually. They call me the toucan.
They call me the toucan. Got a massive, colourful nose. Isn't it a beak?
Can you please put that one out there?
I'll try and find it. Now I'm looking for it. I'll find it.
Toucan play.
I'll put it out there. Toucan play that game you're playing. You can play that game.
Do you want another email?
Yes.
Simon Cook, who actually, speaking of people giving themselves a nickname, has called himself Captain Cook. So,
Give
yourself a nickname, Simon.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Anyway, he says, loved your BT Sport special with Humphrey on it.
Thank you.
Watch it on the BT Sport app.
I think
it's still
you can get it out there somewhere,
on.
Yeah.
It's very good. I says, I love the show. Woohoo! Love the show, Steve.
Lovely Pooh's letter.
Found myself looking for Torquay's results, hoping for them to get off the foot of the table after a bad pre-season. Simon is a Wrexham fan, so we've converted even him.
There's no trouble. We're going to get up. There's no problem.
Despite saying I shouldn't go back and listen to previous episodes, I was missing my NatObs fix between episodes. I've been working my way back through last season and I wanted to follow up on a few things. See, this is good.
Okay, yeah.
Firstly, many thanks for introducing me to Roy Castle's rap. Do you remember that?
Yes, that was good, wasn't it?
Roy Castle rapping the Record Breakers.
Yeah, that was good.
Theme tune.
That was really good.
He rhymed Neil Armstrong with something. It was really bad.
Was it Neil Armstrong with Neil Armstrong?
Something like that, yeah. Also, I think he queried the fact that he wasn't actually a record breaker.
Yes,
because
that's
no one had done it before.
No one had done it. So you're not actually breaking a record, are you, John?
No.
Is the thing there. That's what I'm saying.
Look, if you want to be the best and you want to beat the rest...
Ooh, dedication's what you need. I cannot find.
I knew you
John.
Weren't listening.
I am listening, but I cannot find. Oh, what? They keep sending it to me. I keep going, remember to send that to John. The one with the toucan, especially. Oh, well. Anyway, I will listen to you. I am listening.
Anyway, he says it in a Roy Castle's rap. Did your dad, Charlie Stan, ever sell his chainsaw?
Alan, did Alan sell his chainsaw? I don't think he did, actually. No, I think went to see him the other day and he had it in his shed.
Oh, never sold it.
If you're interested, I'm sure it's still, I mean, it might get it on the marketplace. I don't know. I will ask him for you.
Simon might be in the market.
Chainsaw update next week.
Swap shop. And also, have you managed to do any more commentary, says Simon? Not together, we haven't yet. No, hopefully at some point.
In the new year, we'll do some more comms.
He says, Charlie, as you say, you have awful luck in final games. Like when you go to the big end of season showpiece, if you're there, it's a disaster.
I just don't go anymore.
Do you think this transfers to final games of the season? As I'm sure you're aware, this season your beloved Torquay will be at home to Wrexham.
We'll be free.
What could potentially be a title decider. Nah,
you'll be up and we'll be safe.
Won't be there, don't worry.
And if it is, I am not going to that.
And he says, and finally, it was a long email, but it's all very good stuff.
Very nice
stuff. Overseas football class as non-league? Mm. I'd love a weekly naughty, naughty update.
Naughty. Where's he playing?
Very naughty. He's playing in the USL, which I guess is a sort of feeder league into the MLS.
This letter is like he's a completist.
He's really gone back into the archive, isn't he?
He's doing Roger John McClark. He's doing non-league Ray. He's doing all the one. The Grand Nacional. He's doing them all. I don't know. Does it count? I think, look, everything counts as National League in my eyes. You know, the National League is a state of mind. And we always like naughty, naughty. Like a recurring...
Naughty. It's like that's when an old reference.
Naughty, naughty, very naughty.
Yeah, he used to play for Dover.
So he's playing somewhere now, is he?
And Simon actually finishes with a question. With the World Cup about to start, whatever that is.
Yeah, what is it?
Are you aware of any former non-league players featuring?
What a lovely question. Sort of thing we should know, John.
Kiefer Moore,
of course.
Torquay's finest. You look, Simon, you might claim him for Wales, but he's Torquay's own.
Paynton's own, is he?
Get your hands off. He's one of ours.
Bloody hell. Kiefer! Bloody hell, Moore. That was good, wasn't it, when he came and played for
Kiefer,
us?
Kiefer, great. Loved it.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I can't think about the Wales team.
It was interesting to find out that De Silva has scored one goal for Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
I might get a Sri Lanka shirt, John.
With De Silva on the back.
If he stays. If he stays to the end of the season, okay. I'm going to get...
You know he's on Twitter, so why don't you tweet it?
Is he?
Say, Dylan, if you stay...
Vintage Sri Lanka, no. Oh, I don't think there is one. Sri Lanka football shirt. I'm going to find that. Okay,
anyway,
carry on.
Well done, Captain Cook. Letter number two from you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, lovely.
Very, very good stuff. Rob Baker gets in
touch. On the ice,
no,
Rob.
No fourth number for Rob, because he is...
He's...
He says, great to hear your mum's been back to the goals after the Altrincham 8-goal thriller. When we sat a few rows behind Gary and Aaron, she didn't like the fans shouting, it's not good enough, Gary!
Not bloody hell!
And people walking out before they got to the 97th minute equaliser, Dylan Crow. Anyway, Rob says she's getting back into it after a 25-year break.
Yeah,
he also went to the club shop when he went down for the Altrincham game.
Yes, and he
searched
some,
the bin.
You didn't know that bin was there.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed I've let people know about the bin now.
He ended up with something pretty special. Pictures below. If I'm not wrong, for £15, I had the NLS champion season, number 7 shorts, the lemon, and number 18 third shirt, Olaf. Mix and
match. Fantastic.
You never know what you're going to get.
Ah, that's lovely. That's
my
great.
My challenge
for
all listeners to the podcast is to find a matching complete kit. It is. I mean, they go together because they're white shorts and blue shirt, but yeah. What a mix.
What a lovely. Thank you, Rob. I look forward to seeing you. Your Conor Lemoner here. I can't speak. Can't even say his name anymore. Stuck in my throat. Did you know that the Sri Lankan football team are called the Golden Army?
No.
Gary Golden Johnson's Army. Golden Army. Golden Army.
Two more to very, very quickly get through. Mark Ridley.
Newton. Ridley. How are you now?
He says, have just listened to your latest podcast, which you mentioned Southend's winding up order at the High Court. I don't know if these proceedings are public, but I'd like to observe them. Does it involve the judge trying to wind up the Southend chairman for a few minutes?
What a nice idea.
If the chairman can remain calm and not get wound up, the proceedings are adjourned. Also interesting to note that Tynwith appeared closed for the winter, particularly as John Pemberton had just taken up a role as the town's tourist information officer.
Very nice, Newton.
Very nice.
Up to your usual
He's
quality.
He's always got a little bit of satire for us. And finally, Simon Bittlestone.
Oh.
First email from Simon.
I can't think of a nickname for you yet, Simon Bittlestone.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It says, dear Charlie and John, I'm a big fan of the podcast, particularly Ray and Dave and Roger and Brian.
Of course. Bloody hell.
The latter really reminds me of my earliest games at Playmore. Given the festive season is nearly upon us, I thought I'd get in touch with some potential Christmas cake design ideas. Courtesy of my dad, Kevin, who has established a tradition of designing his cake to include some Talk United-related touches. See pics below. I'll show you in a sec. We await with anticipation this 2022 effort. Though, of course, this is not a Talkie podcast.
No, of course not. No, of course.
It's worth emphasising that these designs can be used by any team that plays in yellow and blue.
Okay.
Such as Chesterfield, Southend and Wealdstone.
Lovely.
On the ice.
On
Simon
the ice.
Bittlestone.
Thank you, Simon. That's very kind of you, sending some stuff in.
He did ask for a foff on Twitter a few weeks ago.
Oh, it was him.
This
is like you're back to evening it up. You're on one letter. Okay.
So some very nice, I don't know if you can see those from the window, some nice yellow and blue.
Very nice. We'll have a look at those. Very nice. Simon, a bitter cake for Bittlestone.
On the icing to you.
On the icing to you.
There we go.
There we are.
Icing. I will never get
Simon icing Bittlestone.
And that's it, because we're about to be kicked out of the studio.
We've got to get kicked out of the studio. So thank you so much. At NatOpsPod, John, what's the email address?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all your letters and your interest, everybody. Lots of love and enjoy your National League football on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.